This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the cash dairy markets were looking pretty sad last week with butter falling below $2 per pound for the first time since December 2nd, 2021, almost 4 years ago. In fact, a year ago, it was trading at $3.13 per pound. Cheese has also seen some weakness. I have to wonder where these prices would be if we didn't have the exports we've been seeing.
Yeah, great question. Good exports. Back in July, we exported just over 18 million pounds of butter, which is pretty good for butter. Historically speaking, look at like cheese, we export something like 115, 110 million pounds this summer, a million pounds of cheese this summer. So we don't export nearly as much butter as we do cheese, but really strong numbers nonetheless for butter. Here's the thing, Lee, I think the market is on the other side of what was going on this summer, which was a really strong demand for derivative contracts, futures contracts, future options on futures contracts, you know, OTC swaps. There's a lot of, hey, I got to get some hedges on for the second half of the year that drove the futures market up. And I think it also kind of helped underpin the spot price. But the thing you and the listeners should know is that you don't have a real tight market unless the physical product is tight. And so we had futures at 270, 280 this summer, and spot never made it over 260 for very long. So that tells me that there's plenty of supply of great AA salted butter. And now we're on the other side of that. So I do think we're probably almost done with this sell-off. I think we've gone farther than we probably should have. And I think somewhere between $2 and $2.20, the market ought to kind of find some stability. $2 is still a good number, but we're dipping down here. Big number, this $2 level. I think it'll hold as we go through the balance of September and into October.
Well, and real quickly in closing, we have the holidays coming upon us, so that should spur things upward also.
Well, it certainly could. I mean, I think a lot of buyers that need to have butter put away for the holidays, I think they've done that. I think they can do that. There's always, it's at the margins, right? So the additional loads here or there, and I think we'll have a decent holiday season. So to your point, I think that will provide some support in the short term, you know, call it the next 30 to 45 days.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
You are one of a kind, special, unique. You are different than other people, and it is your difference that creates your value. Someone else is depending on you to grow your talents, gifts, and strengths, and to share those with them.
Another part of what makes you different and one of a kind is your specific weaknesses. Nobody is perfect. We all have weaknesses, and it is valuable to know what they are and to come to grips with them.
So, what do we do with our weaknesses? Some people, businesses, or organizations will focus all their efforts on improving their weaknesses. Sometimes, there is tremendous value in identifying a weakness and strategically taking steps to improve it.
It can also be wise to realize that a particular weakness you possess is not something you choose to improve. You may then choose to delegate or fill that weakness with another person who is already strong in that area.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Farmers, whether in the middle of harvest or just beginning, Dan Needed of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety says make safety checks of machinery and have personal protection and safety equipment available prior to the start of harvest for each season, for each day.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
Needed adds, if a grower's area uses 911 signs for emergency notification,
have a notebook in every vehicle that might go from farmstead to farmstead because farmers are now renting more property than ever before. So if you have an emergency that you can get that 911 sign and be able to give them that 911 number right away, which is going to tell the dispatcher what fire department, what ambulance, what law enforcement agency to be able to respond.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.